Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday for Mother's Day, we actually took a break from our Luke series. And Rick Morris, he and Robin are members here at LifePoint. They've been in life group leadership. Rick has served as a pastor in a previous context. He taught on Sunday, did a fantastic job. And he was walking us through actually Ezra chapter 7, just a couple of verses there in Ezra 7. He was kind of giving us the context that, you know, the people of Jerusalem had been, or people of Israel had been allowed to come back from the exile. Babylon, who destroyed Jerusalem and exiled the people, had then been taken over by the Persian kingdom. And just like God said it would happen, the Persians reversed the policy and sent the Israelites back, let them rebuild Jerusalem and the temple and begin to worship the Lord again. And Ezra was one of the leaders in that process. And Rick walked us through Ezra chapter 7, verse 10 and 9 and 10. And specifically verse 10, where it says, "For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it." And then it goes on to say, "He studied the law of the Lord, he practiced it, and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel." And so three of the things, there were a number of things that Rick talked about that were so good. The state of the heart, right? That Ezra had set his heart to these things. He talked about how, you know, the Bible emphasizes repeatedly just the state of our hearts. That matters, the heart behind our actions. But then he talked about the simple sort of layout of that verse is, man, you study the word, you practice the word, you do the word, and then you teach the word, you share it. He talked about study the word, live the word, and share the word. And it was such a good framework for, hey, know the word of God. One of the things that he said that caught my attention, he said, you know, sometimes our feelings are so strong, and sometimes our feelings are really wrong. Not necessarily that the feelings themselves are invalid, but that they don't always lead us down the right paths. And we live in a culture where there are so many opinions swirling around. There are so many voices telling us just go with whatever you feel to be right in that moment. And Rick kind of asked the question, how do we gain clarity in those moments? How do we sift through the feelings and say, Lord, what is your plan? And he said, you hold those feelings up, you hold all those opinions up to the light of God's word. Study the word, know it, practice the word, live it. He talked us through, this is what Jesus says, right? For anyone who hears these words of mine but does not do them, it's like a foolish builder who builds his house on the sand. And when the storms come, and Rick did such a good job of reminding us, man, the storms are inevitable. You're going to have storms. I think the way he put it was, nobody gets out of life for free. It's hard. You're going to have storms. When we hear the word but we don't put it into practice, it's foolish. And on the flip side, Jesus says, when you hear the word and you put it into practice, you do it, then it's like building your house on the rock. And the storms come and the wind beat against that house, but it stood because it had a firm foundation. And then he talked us through the next part. He said, Ezra set his heart to teach the statutes to others, to teach it to others. And it goes so well in line with the things that we emphasize here about, hey, as you're studying the word, as you're following Christ, who's your one? Who's the person that you're praying for? Who are you sharing this with? As we study through the Gospel of Luke together, hopefully you're reading along. Today was chapter 7. We're doing one chapter a day across the month of May. We'll be done by the end of May. Be able to celebrate, hopefully forming a new habit, not only finishing the Gospel of Luke, but forming a new habit. As you study that, is there someone you could invite to come along with you and to study that alongside of you, to share the word with others and to point them? Right? It's LifePoint's vision. We say we want to draw life from God and point others to Him. Not only drawing life from Him ourselves, but bringing others along and saying, hey, have you met the Savior? Do you know Jesus? Have you had your sins washed clean? So I just want to encourage you this morning. If you're behind on the Luke study, go ahead and catch up or just pick up with chapter 7. We're on chapter 7 on Monday. So now we'd be on chapter 8, chapter 9. Chapter 9 would be today. But pick up today, pick up with chapter 9, begin reading one chapter per day and follow along, study the word, engage it, live it, and then share it. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you that you've given us your word. You've not left us in the dark, Lord. You've sent Christ, the word made flesh, for us. And now we have your Spirit living inside of us who brings to remembrance, our remembrance, everything, Jesus, that you said. But we have to avail ourselves to read it, to study it, to listen to it, to hide it in our hearts. And then, God, you work and you shape us through it. And so, Father, may we do that. May we be joyfully disciplined in our pursuit of you through your word. God, I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and take some time now just to process and to pray for yourself.